This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and this is Occasional Miscellany number 5. The occasion for this occasional miscellany is the fact that it's Valentine's Day next week, and it seemed fitting that we should have some love poems. Now, that shouldn't be too difficult, should it? After all, love is one of every poet's favourite subjects. If you go to classicpoetryaloud.com and look in the love category, there are over 30 poems there about love. However, they're not all suitable for Valentine's Day. There's lots of poems about love and death, and love and separation, and love and pain, and it seems that finding a poem that's just about how much you love somebody is, well, can be problematic. Yes, love poems don't always say what you'd like to say to somebody on Valentine's Day. Here's Love's Secret by William Blake. Never seek to tell thy love, love that never told can be. For the gentle wind does move silently, invisibly. I told my love, I told her all my heart, trembling, cold, in ghastly fears. Ah, she did depart. Soon as she was gone from me, a traveller came by, silently, invisibly. He took her with a sigh. Blake seems here to add to his reputation for being a bit miserable by saying how your lover will abscond from you as soon as you reveal your love to them. Another poet who occasionally seemed to have a bad word for love is Ellen P. Allerton of Kansas. I don't know much about Ellen P. Allerton, but I think I shall find out more after discovering this poem of hers, Love-Hate Poem by Ellen P. Allerton. Although 1,000 leagues two hearts divide that love has joined, the gulf is not so great as that twixt two who, dwelling side by side, behold between the black abyss of hate. That's not one for Valentine's Day, especially if you happen to be dwelling side by side with someone. But fair play to Ellen P. Allerton. I think we've all been in that situation sometime, one way or the other. There are lots of different types of love, of course. There's the passionate love, there's platonic love, there's the love of family, and as Leigh Hunt points out in Jenny Kissed Me, there's just the love of being with somebody who's delightful. Jenny kissed me. Jenny kissed me when we met, jumping from the chair she sat in. Time, you thief, who love to get sweets into your list, put that in. Say I'm weary. Say I'm sad. Say that health and wealth have missed me. Say I'm growing old. But add, Jenny kissed me. A lovely poem, but again, not something you can say to your love on Valentine's Day. So we're going to have a few poems run out to Valentine's Day. They'll include The Idea of Love as Conquest by Andrew Marvel, The Idea of Love as Surrender, Emily Dickinson. A poem by Sidney. Is it about friendship? It's certainly about love between two men. And then a lovely poem by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, Reunited, about two lovers coming together after a long time apart. And one of my favourites, Sudden Light by Dante Gabriel Rossetti, about déjà vu, that moment when you see something and you think, hang on, I just saw that, have I lived this before? And he weaves that into a poem that suggests that the two have always been in love, and perhaps their love will therefore continue in the future forever. Have a great week, have a great weekend. If you have somebody special in your life, perhaps on Valentine's Day you could do the best thing of all for them. Either read them a poem, or better still, write them one yourself. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I've enjoyed reading Classic Poetry Aloud.